A reading from the second book of Kings. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, he and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Please stay here. The Lord has sent me on to Jordan. As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you," Elisha replied, and so the two went on together. 50 of the guild prophets followed, and when the two stopped at the Jordan, they stood facing them at a distance. Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water, which divided, and both crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask for whatever I may do for you, before I am taken from you." Elisha answered, "May I receive a double portion of your spirit?" "You have asked something that is not easy," Elijah replied. "Still, if you see me taken up from you, your wish will be granted, otherwise not." As they walked on conversing, a flaming chariot and flaming horses came between them, and Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. When Elisha saw it happen, he cried out, my father, Israel's chariots and drivers." But when he could no longer see him, Elisha gripped his own garment and tore it in two. Then he picked up Elijah's mantle that had fallen from him and went back and stood at the bank of the Jordan. Wielding the mantle that had fallen from Elijah, Elisha struck the water in his turn and said, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" When Elisha struck the water, it divided, and he crossed over. The word of the Lord. We have all had the experience of following another person in a job, classroom, parish, or ministry. When these individuals are highly talented, it can be intimidating to be their successor. Elisha must have felt like this as the heir apparent of the prophet Elijah. How can he possibly do what Elijah has done? We see some of his discomfort and lack of confidence in his request for a double measure of Elijah's spirit. Like all good mentors, Elijah wants Elisha to be successful and have the tools necessary to do the work. He seems taken aback, however, by Elijah's request, for one can't just duplicate a mentor, but must make the ministry one's own. He replies that if Elijah sees him rising to heaven, then the Lord will grant his desire. All good gifts from ministry ultimately come from the generous Creator who wants us to be prepared to do our calling. After Elisha sees Elijah ascend to heaven in the fiery chariot, he picks up Elijah's mantle. Taking up a mantle is a phrase used today to mean taking over another's position. Elisha has now acknowledged and accepted the ministry God intends for him as the chief, and sometimes only, prophet of the Lord. While it can be exciting to pick up a mantle for an excellent mentor, there is another mantle that we are all invited to take up, the mantle of Jesus himself. Elijah prefigures Jesus in many aspects, raising a young man back to life, associating with foreigners and the unclean, experiencing God in the desert, speaking against false prophets. We might see in Elisha our own call to take up the mantle of Jesus daily and, receiving a double measure of Jesus' spirit, live as Jesus calls us to live, bringing life to those dead to economic opportunity, welcoming immigrants and working for their rights, leading others out of the desert of disbelief, and speaking compassion and mercy to those preaching hate and fear. Following a strong leader, taking up his or her mantle, can be challenging and fearful, but it can also be exhilarating and rewarding. Taking up the mantle of Jesus is salvation.